Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Put your hand down. You smiling?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Welcome to the Prep Rally Podcast.
Not anymore, though, is it? Is it?
No, not by
now. No, it's not fun anymore. Not even a little bit.
No.
The Bay Area High School Sports Podcast.
I can guarantee you there isn't a bum on the street that looks as raggedy and ridiculous as what I'm looking at right now.
Now, here's Bonte and Shasky.
All right, welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast, our fourth episode. And we're going to have our first guest, Shasky. As always, we want everybody to email us at hss@9570game.com, hss@9570game.com, because we love our community. We love our prep sports here in the Bay Area. And it was hopping last Saturday at Oracle Park. You had the Bruce Mahoney game between Sacred Heart Cathedral and St. Ignatius. And then Marin Catholic coming down to the city
yeah.
to play San Marin, a rivalry out there in Marin County. And Jesse Fopper, remember Jesse back in the day with the San Francisco Giants? Of course, he attended San Rafael High School, the Bulldogs, where he's a two-time All-MCAA player as a shortstop. He then went on to USF right here in the city, Golden Gate and Masonic, went 8-4 with the 3.75 ERA in 16 games during 2001, and of course was selected by, I'm guessing, his hometown team, second round, the San Francisco Giants. I hope he was a Giants fan. Jesse, good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, man, were you a Giants fan growing up before you went on to coach Marin Catholic? Something we'll get to in just a second.
Absolutely. Also had some support for the A's. You know, they were a fun team in the late 80s to watch. But, if I had to pick, it was definitely the Giants.
So what was it like managing at Oracle Park for Marin Catholic? You must have had some flashbacks, some memories there. Discuss that.
It was fun. It was fun for the boys to be a part of. It's our second year doing it. And great turnout. Pretty solid game played by both teams. But it was, a little surreal. Always fun walking back into that stadium, the best stadium in baseball, in my opinion. Brings back a lot of memories. For sure.
Yeah, I know it does. It does for me. I was at the Bruce Mahoney, the game prior to that. You guys were the second part of the doubleheader. It's brought to you by Dante'sBoys.org. Dante Benedetti, a former USF legend, a coach who would always have gear in the back of his trunk. And it goes to, helping kids and youth play sports all around the Bay Area. And, I mean, you're a guy that grew up playing baseball in the North Bay, obviously, and you're now setting roots in the North Bay in terms of, coaching at Marin Catholic. But you also do a ton of youth coaching. Is that correct? You've got like a travel team that you're associated with as well?
I do, yeah. I have a travel team, the Bombers Baseball Academy. 10, 12 years ago when I was finishing up my career, it was definitely a path that I wasn't expecting to take, but it felt right from day one. And I just love being a part of, watching these kids grow up, helping them learn the life lessons through the game of baseball. So it's extremely rewarding.
Yeah, it really is. And there's been a lot of rhetoric about baseball's dying and it doesn't have the viewership it used to. I've got a lot of family and friends up in the North Bay. I coach here in the city in San Francisco, and it feels like there was a rejuvenation with the Giants winning championships like they did, and you're starting to see that offspring with all of the different talent. Just as somebody who was obviously a part of the game and played the game for so long, now you're at the coaching ranks, how has baseball kind of grown or developed or evolved over the 20-25 years that you've been a part of it?
Well, I think you're exactly right as far as the boom that the Giants created back in the they won the World Series. You can just look at the Little League enrollment after those years. It was noticeable. But baseball is solid in the Bay Area. Kids are excited about it. And, you know, it's as good as it's ever been, in my opinion.
No doubt. Jesse Fopper, manager, head coach of Marin Catholic, their varsity baseball team, who came down to Oracle Park last Saturday and beat San Marin 6-0, a shutout. And I'm sure it was an incredible experience for the kids. Emmett George pitched a complete game shutout. Wow. Tell us about this young man and how he dealt on a big league mound there. 6-0, a shutout there, a complete game for Emmett George. Tell us about this kid.
Yeah, Emmett showed up. He's a pitcher, you know, in every sense of the word. And I expect really, you know, great things from him moving on after high school. He has a chance to go play at Middlebury out in Vermont. But he's still, you know, I call him a baby giraffe. I really feel like, you know, 2-3 years into college, he's going to turn into a beast.
I absolutely love that, and we love hearing these kinds of stories. You know, I'm a WCAL guy, you know, I played at Reardon, and so you're obviously from that neck of the woods. Explain to some of the people that maybe don't know about MCAL, the league as a whole, where does Marin Catholic and the San Marin rivalry stack up?
Well, it's a rivalry because, you know, a lot of the kids at Marin Catholic live in Nevada.
Gotcha.
Last I looked, it was over 50% of the school is from Nevada.
Wow.
And, you know, these kids grew up playing against each other, little league juniors, travel ball. And the league is healthy right now. There's kids, you know, we have a kid going to Texas A&M.
Wow.
Like I said, Emmett George is going to Middlebury. We have another player going to Tufts. You know, San Marin's got their catcher's going to play at Texas. Shortstop's going to Santa Barbara. So, you know, MCAL does a fantastic job of sending kids on to the next level every year.
Wow, so he's going to Texas? Texas is a baseball factory.
Yeah, powerhouse.
He's legit. He's a left-handed hitting catcher, Cole Chamberlain. He can play.
Wow, and I want you to speak more about these rivalries because I played for the San Francisco Seahawks Pop Warner football team, and our conference, our league, was a bunch of Marin teams. San Rafael, Central San Rafael, Novato, San Marin. You had Sebastopol playing in the Lee High School, Rancho Cotati playing up there at Runner Park. So that rivalry there, San Marin, Novato, and of course, you guys up there in Marin must be heated. And as you mentioned, they all play against each other. It's very underrated up there, Marin. I don't think a lot of people know about that.
You're right. It's a, and you know, at Marin Catholic, we feel like for us, every game is a rivalry because, you know, kids that come from all over the county, even outside the county, you know, they have connections to all the public high schools, you know, from growing up. So, we know how much everyone wants to beat us. And, over the years, I think the kids learn to appreciate that more and more, that we're going to get everybody's best effort.
You know, Jesse, it's funny because you're so accomplished, but I can imagine there's a lot of kids that don't know what kind of ball player you were, right? And they're testing you at times. Do they Google you? Do they look at your YouTube highlights? Do you have to show them every now and then? They're like, yeah, I kind of know what I'm talking about.
That's funny. Just a quick story. We have, you know, like I said, I run the Bombers Baseball Academy, and one of our 10U players was in our batting cage the other day, and you know, my office door was open, and I have one of my San Francisco Giant jerseys hanging on the wall, and he looked in my office and he says, "Oh, whose jersey is that?" You know, with with my name Claire's Day right on back. So that shows you, you know, kind of the age gap that's happened right now. But every once in a while I have to get on the mound and, you know, let them know that I can still carve them up.
I love that.
When did you know you wanted to be a manager?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't. Like I said, towards the end of my playing career, if you told me that I'd be doing this at this point, I would have said you're crazy. But as soon as my career ended, I went back to school to finish my degree and started spending time with the USF baseball program and the coaches over there and working kind of informally with their pitchers, and it just felt right, you know, being able to have that impact. You know, you don't really realize everything that, you know, as a player that you learn over your career, and that stuff just started coming back, and I was able to pay it forward, and it, like I said, it just felt right, and It's extremely rewarding to watch these kids have some success.
We have a lot of parents and kids, obviously, that listen to this podcast that are active currently, right? And so from a parent perspective, I'll ask you about the kids in a second, but from a parent perspective, what are some of your recommendations for their child as they're kind of navigating the youth sports scene and high school and all these different things? Because they feel like it's life and death. And I always try to tell them, like, look, you're going to make friends wherever you go. You got to go for the best situations for you. But what are maybe some of your suggestions to parents just navigating the sports landscape currently?
Enjoy it, because it goes really fast, and just to remember how hard baseball is. In particular, it's a difficult sport that's really built on failures, so yeah, enjoy it first of all, because you know it's a special time for their kids. It's a special time in their lives, and at the end of the day, it's a game, and it's a very difficult one.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But I know expectations are high up there at MC. Last year, you guys sold 21-4, 13-3 in league, which got you the league championship this year. Same expectations, right, up there at Maria Catholic?
Absolutely. That's the goal every year. We're off to a solid start, dropped a couple games that, got beat by some good pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the game. That's the beauty of baseball, is one hot pitcher or one hot bat can really change a game. So we're rolling along. We're a little less than halfway through, but we're getting healthy and we feel good about where we're at.
Jesse, what's a baseball program in the Bay Area high school level that maybe you admire from afar?
Without ever playing them or, being a part of the program, De La Salle, obviously.
Yeah.
They seem like, there's not a lot of kids getting drafted out of high school in the Bay Area, and they do that, and they send kids to college every year, and I got a lot of respect for what they're doing over there.
Yeah, I totally agree. I got a friend of a friend, one of the boys is playing catcher over there right now, and it's a loaded program, and they teach them the right way to play the game, and they mold young men. It's a really, really cool program that they got going. From a player's perspective, there's a lot of kids that, they're so accustomed to playing shortstop and batting leadoff, and then they get to the next level, and maybe they don't get those opportunities, and they have to kind of adjust. What's maybe some of your recommendations for those kids that are out there that aren't getting the playing time that they're looking for? How do they make an impact and kind of get opportunities on the field? What do you tell them from a coach's perspective?
Learn to play other positions. Find other ways to contribute. For example, yesterday we had a senior on the bench, outfielder, who it's tough as a senior not to get the regular time that some of the other guys are getting, but you can find ways to contribute. He was on the pitcher all day, working his tendencies, helping our base runners, and just be a good teammate, because the game gets taken away from everybody at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And
no doubt.
Just the lessons that you can learn from being a teammate will take you a lot further than the game will.
Jesse,
cool.
The line I use, I'm going to play till they rip the jersey off me.
Whoa. Exactly. Sasky doesn't need to play anymore. He's suffered so many injuries.
It.
Jesse, you would
launch
leave.
Angle, Jesse.
Start getting out of bed just to do a radio show crying out loud. Always fun,
yeah,
man.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck the rest of the season.
We're
really
catch
cool
a game
for your kids to play at Oracle Park for the second straight season and get the win. You shut out San Marin, your rivals. I know everybody hates you in the MCAL, but that's a huge win for you guys. And Emmett George, a complete game shutout. He's now on our radar.
And if anybody is out here looking and they want to get their kid involved on your travel team or at least inquire some more, where do they go?
BombersBaseballAcademy.com.
There it is.
Love
there it
is.
HSS at 9570game.com. Emails. Jesse, thank you so much for the time today,
thank
brother.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Good talking.
Anytime. Have a good one.
Jesse Hoppert, former USF Don, former San Francisco Giant, now the manager at Marin Catholic for Wildcats there. They're rolling right now, 8-2 on the season after a 21-4 season.
And if you have anybody out there that you think needs to be interviewed like Jesse did, send it our way. Send us videos. Send us highlights. We've gone to the city. We've gone to Oakland for basketball. Now we went up to the North Bay for baseball. I want to hear from somebody in the 408.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, Oakland High honored at Chase Center yesterday.
Oh, very
Coach
cool.
Walk Watkins interview by Monty Poole right before the
very
game.
Cool.
On our Warriors pre and post game live, pre-game live, and I saw him, ran into him in the hallway, chopped it up with him. Oakland Tech, who just won 3 straight state championships, girls basketball team will be honored Friday. So we love our high school sports, the Prep Valley Podcast. Joe Shasky to put your Bonte Hill HSS. Email us at hss@957thegame.com and we will get you guys highlighted. Have a good day, everybody. Jesse Foppert, really good stuff from him. We're in conflict. They're rolling right now.
Love it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.